content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. VegWorld Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at VegWorldMag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at SportsNutritionSociety.org. And Thorne Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at OneLifeRadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in sunny Southern California on ABC News Talk. That's 1490 AM and 98.1 FM, because we're on FM now. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I love it. Did you have a good holiday, Junior?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was great. My wife was awesome with all the food, and she got, like, she took care of all the gifts, and she did great with that. And, you know, we just had it was just our family, and our friends are still with us. So, you know, we celebrated together, and yeah, everything was great. How about you?
Nice. Same thing. I had a fantastic holiday, and I hope everybody out there listening did as well. And if you didn't, you know what? I've had years like that where, you know, Christmas was not good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we all go through things in life that are difficult. And you know, that's kind of what we're talking about today with Kip Watson. We have her on the line. We're talking about Charlie Brown mindset and how to change negative self-talk. Kip Watson, how you doing?
I'm excellent. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. It really is. And so for those of you out there listening that maybe have never heard Kip on the air before, that perhaps you're a new listener, Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor. She's also a sports psychology professional. She holds two master's degrees and has over 20 years of experience working with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is also a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete and mom of two. You can find her on Twitter at Kip Fit. Always a pleasure. Okay, so let's talk about this, Kip. You know, yeah, we've all watched Charlie Brown and his struggle to believe that anything in his life will go well, right? The want,
right?
Yeah. You know, but as children, you know, we may not have, you know, seen the lesson, watching him complain. So why was Charlie Brown teaching us the importance of negative self-talk somewhat 30, 40 years ago? I don't even know when Charlie Brown first came on the scene, but, you know, I remember liking
him. In the 60s, I think.
In the 60s. Wow, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about this. Why do so many people have trouble rising above that mindset of negative self-talk?
I think there's two, what I would say, main reasons, and it's the classic in my world of psychology of nature and nurture. I think some people are innately mentally wired to be more critical in their mindset. They see what's wrong before they see what's right. And that just comes very natural and immediate to them. And they can be great problem solvers in that respect. That would be a strength of it. But the negative side of it is that they tend to have that Charlie Brown worst case scenario is going to go wrong type of mindset. Uh-huh. So it's partly innate. And then it can also be from perhaps the environment you grow up in, whether, you know, if your parents are more bent that way, then they're typically your first role models, right? Or the first people you look up to. And it's who you spend most of your early years around. Mm-hmm. And so if they're bent that way, then that's what you see. That's kind of what you learn.
Yeah. No, excuse me. I totally agree. And, you know, I'm thinking of my mom because she was a registered nurse and she saw birth and death every single day. She actually was the head nurse of the maternity ward in our town for many, many years and delivered a lot of babies. And you know, and then also, you know, prepared a lot of people for the morgue. And I can remember her talking about it. But it's really funny, like anything could happen in our family. And my mother always found an upside to it. You know,
I think that's, you know, then there's people that are wired that way too. Whatever is going on, they'll innately be able to see the good that comes from it.
Yeah. Well, you know, she went through a lot of diversity in her life, lost her father at 4 and her mother at 9. And so, and was raised and was raised by an aunt, you know, herself a self-educated and a fine education, actually, in Southern California. I can't think of the name of the nursing school.
That's the important thing I see in what your mom did. She took a tragedy, but then the story, perhaps, that she told herself every single day is what influenced her life to be able to see the good that comes from it, right? What we say to ourselves throughout the day or whatever situation we find ourselves going through, we are the biggest influence on how we feel and how we perform and whether we kind of move into being Charlie Brown or more towards something more positive. Like I see Linus kind of being like, he would always kind of come back with more of the positive way of looking at things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, I think that's so important. It's one of the most important tools I think that you need to navigate through life. And it can become a habit too. Can we talk about that? How easily you can slip into these bad habits of that negative self-talk and thinking?
So easy. It is so easy. And I think, you know, the first step is just to be aware.
Yeah.
Of what your self-talk is, because the more aware you are of it, obviously, the less you can turn it around. And if you're not even aware of what is a negative thought that can lead to a setback, like an example of that, these are just common ones that I hear a lot are like, I'll never be good enough, or I'll probably screw that up, or that was dumb, or I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it can be even an attack on self that's very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be aware of what you're doing and not give it further attention.
Yeah. How do you convince someone as a therapist to change their mind and turn this thing around, flip it around? Like, how do you do that? What tools do you have in your toolbox, Kip Watson?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's really me. I tend to believe it's more like God.
Okay.
And then he uses me to influence people. But I think unless you're really willing to make changes, like if you don't like the way you feel or you don't like the way your life is going, then you're the one that can change it. Now, I lead, I guide, and I help, but people got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to do the work to change that.
Well, you know, and I preach on this all the time, and I was preaching about it yesterday to a friend of mine about the importance of exercise to overcome depression and just that laissez-faire kind of, I don't know, attitude that that sometimes leads to negative self-talk. Right?
Well, yes, it's proven, research after research shows that physical movement and having a regular, I guess, lifestyle, what I would say is fitness and exercise is one of the leading ways to overcome anxiety and leading ways to overcome depression. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think I would be sane without the without the exercise I've done throughout my whole life. I started I think I was like 22 and I decided, you know what, I'm going to start working out every day. And it was a game changer for me, a total game changer. And so why do so many of us have negative self-talk and others are positive? I know you touched on it already that some of it is just like, you know, part of our DNA, if you will, or genetic or what we're exposed to by our parents. But what are some other reasons for it?
Well, I think those are the two main reasons. Certainly, if somebody's gone through a traumatic experience in their life, where perhaps they've been, you know, that level of trust in perhaps parents or trust in people that are supposed to love you, when that trust is broken from some kind of trauma, mm-hmm. That can certainly lead to a lot more negativity or even depression, higher levels of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Certainly what we've been going through, as a world, as a country, outside stress that is outside of our control, like it's not in our control, that can certainly mm-hmm. create more stress and negativity. And it can be more difficult to see the good that comes from those types of things because it is sort of outside of your control. Mm-hmm. And whenever things are more, this is when people focus on that, things that are not in your control, that is when a mind tends to go more negative than positive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If you can move back into focusing on things that are in your control, then you have a better shot of staying, in what we would call perhaps a positive mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, and exercise does that, because I don't know about you, but when I'm exercising, or anybody out there listening, when I'm exercising, I feel like, okay, I'm in control of my life to some degree, at least the health part of my life, and that's a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. I think people, there's a lot of people that don't seem to grasp that. So I'm glad you do that. Movement and exercise, it's more of what I call an action-based, taking an action-based to change your self-talk. So if you're not moving or not taking action, you can tend to stay in that negative mindset.
Mm-hmm,
but the way you talk to yourself, and if you can make it more action-based, then it leads to you actually doing something.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, a good example is I work with a lot of golfers. And so it's one shot at a time, or mm-hmm. commit to every shot. And so you can think about that, with whatever it is that's on your to-do list today, do the yucky stuff first, then have fun, right? There's action in how I'm talking to myself.
Well, and how you talk to others too. And this is a good time to go to a break, because I'm going to tease it. We're going to talk about positive self-talk, maybe self-centered. Let's talk more about it right after the break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to Kip Watson on One Life Radio.
Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog, with our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you.
Find us on Facebook, hit like, and follow us at One Life Radio.
You trying to get me dancing, Junior?
Yes.
It's not difficult.
All right. I'll turn it up then.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, New Year's Eve is coming up.
Right?
A lot of people will be dancing at home this year, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
You're an incredible DJ as a radio host. Junior Caruso?
Yeah. Yes. That's my traffic name.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We're broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California. We've got Kip Watson with us. We're talking about how to change negative self-talk. And so right before the break, I teased about, positive self-talk is self-centered. You and I have had this conversation before. What do you want to say about it again? Why is positive self-talk, why some people say that positive self-talk, is self-centered?
Well, I think because you're focusing on yourself, and people can take that to an extreme. Mm-hmm. But I think in the context in which we're talking about it, it's more about, really, to be honest, changing the attitude that you have and you present to the world and the people around you and the feelings that you will ultimately experience based on the way you're thinking. Like a very negative mindset, right? Charlie Brown mindset. You know, he just seemed down and depressed and miserable, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. And is that what you really want? Well, no, right? So in this context, it's really about visualizing and choosing to tell yourself that you are actually on the path to becoming your best, feeling your best, and that you're going to take action to do something extraordinary today.
Mm-hmm. How important is compassion for happiness and overall well-being?
I guess I'm not sure, like, what in the context of having a positive self-talk, or do you mean?
Well, I think when you're more compassionate and you're thinking about other people's people and their problems other than yourselves, then you're less focused on yourself. You're thinking of others, and it can provide a true feeling of deep happiness when you're thinking of others first.
Well, that is certainly true, very true. And I think if someone is focused or has more of a struggle with the negative mindset, that can be an action they take, is like turn that around and go focus on somebody else, even if it's simply smiling at the checkout person, right, at Target or Walmart while you're there. Like when you take that simple action of trying to, infuse somebody else with a sense of joy or happiness, you experience that yourself.
Yeah. I was just thinking about this little, it's a poem that I read actually a couple of weeks ago, and I had it on my desk, and it's funny how I'll find things like this that fit into whatever the topic is for that day. And it was it's a chapter in the book by Pema Chodron, Living Beautifully with Uncertainty and Change. And it's chapter 8, The Catalyst for Compassion. And it says, someone sent me a poem that seems to capture the essence of the warrior commitment, empathy for other blessing or other beings. It's called Birdfoot's Grandpa. And the poem is about a boy and his grandfather who are driving on a country road in a rainstorm. And the grandfather keeps stopping the car and getting out to scoop up handfuls of toads that are all over the road and then deposit them safely on the roadside. And after about the 24th time he's done this, the boy loses patience with his grandfather and says, "You can't save them all except to get back in the car. We've got places to go." Okay. And so the grandfather, there's an important message here, though. And I think that it is the catalyst for compassion. I agree. And so the grandfather, knee deep in wet grass, his hands full of toads, just smiles at his grandson and says, "They all have places to go too." And I think that mindset, that's why I brought it up, because it is a mindset. And I think that kind of mindset of thinking about other things beside the woe is me, I've got this problem or I've got that problem, lifts your consciousness to a higher level where you don't experience as much negativity.
Well, and that is true. And actually, there's evidence or in research that shows that even when we do that for ourselves, in the context of what we're talking about, like self-talk, when you use a second person or third person, when you use you or even your name, that you actually perform better under stress and you experience less emotional distress than people who focus on like the I form. That is research-based as well. Changing your pronouns to get off yourself and onto you, or if someone were coaching you, you will do better and feel better.
Yeah, you said self-talk. So what is action-based self-talk, Kip?
Well, it's what I mentioned before the break about it's action-based or instructional self-talk, the way you talk to yourself in your head. So it will remind you, in other words, to take your best action or best behavior. So, breathe slow, take a breath. Look at what's around you. It's like the way you talk to yourself is based on what you want yourself to do versus focusing on a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And so, what if someone says something negative about you that's actually true? What's the best way to deal with that?
Well, here's the deal. That is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? It will happen. And what, like, the best response to that, especially if you have feelings of either, like, anger or guilt or embarrassment or some of those types of feelings, is to, like, sit with it for a second, consider what the person is saying, own what you got to own, and then take an action, a corrective measure to change it.
You know, I'm going to pull Junior in here like the mob, because I always like hearing his perspective. Junior, what do you think about all of this talk? You've had a rough year yourself. I mean, everybody out there listening, really, no one's been unaffected by this year and the all the problems that we are experiencing still. And we've got, you know, a ways to go here. But what are some of the things that how you picked yourself up and keep yourself happy in this past year?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard at first because, you know, my year started out with, you know, getting let go from my job, and then COVID hit, and, you know, that knocked out my side business, which is my mobile DJing. So, you know, DJing for me was always like my creative outlet. So like I didn't have that. So I really started getting depressed for a while. And I always had problems anyway with thinking I was good. I always wanted to be, you know, I never considered anything that I did to be like the best that I could do it. So I always beat myself up anyway. And really, it was my wife, you know, she really got behind me and kind of told me, like, you know, you are good, you can do this, da da da, you know, and I just had to get back out there and do it. And luckily, you know, here in Texas, things started opening up. And once I got back out and working again, and, you know, it really did. It was crazy how much better I felt, like, once I was able to get back out into a crowd and DJ and, like, release my creative energy, you know? So, so that's kind of what I did. It was just having my family behind me and, you know.
What a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story. The power of a woman's love lifting you up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I appreciate you sharing it. And so, Kip, what do you want to say about that? How important is that?
Well, I think that is an important aspect, is to even listen to the people that are your cheerleaders. And it is important to have those kind of support and encouraging people around you. If you don't have that, well, then you got to do it yourself. So it definitely is awesome. And you got it. Same thing. It's right. That is something that was true about you. Right. And you had to consider what she was saying. I am good at this. I can do this. I refuse to give up. Right. And you put yourself back out there, and it is a great example of considering what somebody is saying to me and the truth of it and taking action based on it.
I really wish that I could, you know, give myself those pep talks myself. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm working on now, is just telling myself, you know, I am good. You know, I can do this, you know, because I still get nervous when I go out and perform anytime.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's a big thing for me. And really, you know, it was because of my wife. She told me, she's like, you got to start believing in yourself. Like, nobody's going to believe in you unless you believe in yourself.
That's true.
That's what I just try to do now. And, you know, it's helping. I'm getting better at it, and I'm not beating myself up as much as I used to. So,
Well, doggone it. I don't think you're good. I think you're great, Junior. So how about that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate
And your wife
it.
Is spot on. She is. But, you know, so many of us, you know, do this. We have negative self-talk. We have positive self-talk. But yeah, I know, Kip, you wanted to touch on before we go to break about pronouns that we use in self-talk. Why are they so important?
Well, studies really do indicate that when we use, like, when I give examples of negative self-talk, when I say, like, I suck, or I'm no good, or I can't do that, the I is very strong. And when you shift that to saying you, or even calling yourself, like I do this all the time, I'm like, all right, Kip, you got it. And I will call myself by my name, like as if I were coaching one of my athletes. And it's much easier to give yourself the pep talk when you do that.
Yeah.
And rather than calling yourself I.
Yeah. No, I would agree. I would agree 100% with that. Anything else you want our listeners to know before we go to break?
Well, it's easy and simple to do, but you got to be self-aware and practice it. And so a very simple exercise is write down some of all the, like, take a piece of paper, fold it in half, write down all those negative thoughts that you may have on one side, and then write those truthful, positive statements on the other side and memorize those positive statements and tear up the negative ones and just post it somewhere where you can see it every day.
Yeah. And then you can sing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Right. I know I'm silly. I'm silly, but
I
don't know
why. It will generate happiness.
That's right. True. Generate happiness. We all need it. Get that energy at a high level, high vibrations out there. Kip, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Bet.
I won't talk to you till next year. So have a great holiday continuing on here. And I look forward to seeing you.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Everyone, we've got Logan Shields coming up. We're talking about 2021 skincare trends. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Follow us on social media at One Life Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. That's 1490 AM and 98.1 FM in Southern California. We have Logan Shields on the line with us. She is an Oklahoma girl that has planted her roots in Dallas, Texas. She emerged herself in all things beauty and fashion, or has emerged herself in all things beauty and fashion. Logan is currently a specialist stylist at Era Salon, that's on Oak Lawn here in Dallas, Texas, and is also the co-founder of Uncommon Man alongside her husband, Kyle Shields. She loves getting active, not only in fitness, but in her community as well through philanthropy. No matter what the day, she's ready to hustle. You can find her at erasalon.com or shopuncommonman.com. Always a pleasure. Logan, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Well, we're talking about 2021 skincare trends. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
I know. Okay. Can you believe it's 2021? I feel like
almost
2020 yesterday, just starting.
Well, I think it's funny, this word that's become so popularized is the maskne, which is, for people that don't know, I never saw it in print until yesterday, and I'm like, what is maskne? Well, it's acne, right? I'm going to let you explain it, Logan. You're the expert here. Explain to our listeners what maskne is and how to fix it.
I mean, I think most people probably know, because I know I've struggled with it, but it's just mask-related breakouts, which are totally on the rise, which is understandable, because who knows when we're going to get to take them off, so we're going to have to start treating them this year.
Yeah, okay, so how do you do that? Does it have to do with, I guess, people that I've never been one to have much acne, which I'm very, very fortunate. A lot of it is, you know, genetic. I got the genes that didn't have
good
the acne.
Genes.
But I have sisters that suffered terribly with acne. And so are you more prone? What I'm getting at is, are you more prone to get maskne if you've already got acne?
You are, but, you know, I think even the people that haven't really ever had acne are struggling with maskne right now because we're not used to just having something laying on our face all day long. So those workers that are, you know, 8-hour shifts right now and have to wear a mask the whole time, you're probably going to struggle with that. I know I have, especially being back in the salon.
Well, but,
you know, there's a lot of cool innovations that I've been seeing, such as a bacteriophage technology, which it's a technology now that can kill specific bacteria causing acne, and as well as lasers, and then skin replenishing ingredients in oils and lipids to reinforce the skin barrier are really huge right now for maskne as well.
Okay, and so you said bacteriophage technology. What is that? How does it work and how expensive is it?
So I'm not sure on the prices yet, and I'm sure it will vary just like every other treatment depending on what level of spa you go to or what expertise your person has. But I would expect it to be a lot like a laser, like an IPL laser. And those can start around $300, so it's not cheap.
Wow.
So there are other ways to do it with oils and creams that will be a little bit less.
Okay, like what
kind of... it's just another laser.
Wow. So like what kind of creams? I'm reading here that maybe zinc oxide, which you put on diaper rash, by the way, works pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that as well, too. But, you know, vitamin C creams and just a really good moisturizing cream, things to get rid of... darker spots that are left and protect our skin barrier from the bacteria even getting into our pores.
Wow.
And well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I've also been reading a lot about, actually, you're going to love this, CBD skincare that can help a lot with maskne. And it's going to be on the rise this year. So I think everyone needs to be looking out for some CBD beauty products for our inflammation and all of our red spots.
Yeah. Do you remember that little jar, that green jar of CBD cream that I got for you that I also tried that we got at Bar and Garden and I saw it another place in Dallas? I have to say,
I don't remember
the brand name, but I really saw a difference in my skin when I used it. I absolutely did.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of really good CBD products that are coming out, and there's only going to be more this year. Plus, it's a clean ingredient. It's natural. And I think those are going to be on the rise in 2021 also. We've all been so concerned about what we're putting in our body that I think now people are starting to catch on and be like, oh, it also has to do with what we're putting on our body.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the oils that you're talking about to help with the maskne? Other than zinc oxide, of course, is a cream, which is what I said earlier, used for diaper rash, if you're just now joining us, which fascinates me because basically what you're doing is just shutting down the bacteria. Everything that you're talking about, whether it be vitamin C or zinc oxide, is about killing the bacteria in your skin, correct?
It is. That's where acne comes from, yeah. So, I mean, vitamin C, I think heard me say this. I think every single person should be putting vitamin C on their skin and taking it. So that's going to be a big one for this year. As well as, you know, there's a bunch of essential oils that will help balance skin tones and reduce redness. Mm-hmm, so we'll just have to see what we come out with.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover here. There is. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, more coming up with Logan Shields. We're talking about 2021 skincare trends. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
To
You're listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
I forgot the four. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California. We've got Logan Shields with us. She is an Oklahoma girl that has planted her roots in Dallas. She has immersed herself in all things beauty and fashion. Logan is currently a specialist stylist at Era Salon and is also the co-founder of Uncommon Man alongside her husband, Kyle Shields. He's an amazing guy, just by the way. But she loves getting active, not only in fitness, but in her community as well through philanthropy. No matter the day, she's ready to hustle. You can find her at erasalon.com or shopuncommonman.com. Okay, Logan, let's continue with this 2021 skincare trends. Okay, so on this list is at-home chemical peels. I would never do an at-home chemical peel. What do you say to me? Are they getting safer?
Oh, yes, they are. So I would have said that, too, a couple of years ago. I'd have been like, no way. Who knows? I'm going to burn my face off. But
yeah.
With the lockdowns and the closures happening, a lot of companies have come up with things that we can do at home that are safe. So I would say definitely you're going to have to read which one to do and everything. But chemical peels, they don't have to be so strong. So at-home kits, like there's one from PCA Skin, and it's safe to use treatments that refresh dull complexion at a very low-grade exfoliant. So they are safe, and it's actually really hard to burn your skin with one of those lighter treatments.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one that Stephanie Toops actually gave me as a gift, and I think Beauty Counter makes it. And I have to say, it's a really good product. It's very mild, but when you wake up the next day, you're like, "Ooh, you know, you have like a glow, right?"
Yeah.
I don't. What does it do? What is it doing when you put it on your skin? Just like making everything wake up, kind of.
Kind of, it's taking off that first layer of your skin. If it's a real at-home chemical peel, it's going to make your first 2 to 3 layers of skin peel off over a few days and maybe even a week. So what it does, it gets rid of all of that bacteria that's been up there, and it just resets your skin. And underneath all of that skin that's been damaged is baby smooth skin, which is what we want.
Junior, are you worried about your skin?
I mean, I don't think about it too much, except like under my beard, because that's just kind of where it gets a little, you know, I got to really take care of that. Otherwise, it gets all flaky and stuff. But other than that, I mean, I don't really do anything.
Yeah. What about your wife? She's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Both inside and out, clearly. But is she a fussy pants about her skin?
Oh, yes. She has her regimen in the morning, at night. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She has all her products and stuff. So,
I think most women do. They do. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's part of being a woman. It's just something that, I don't know. It's but self-care is very good for you. It's good to take care of yourself, whether it be exercise, taking care of your skin, meditating, praying, whatever it is that makes you feel good. I think that's important. So it's part of self-care. So, you know, Logan, what else is on this list that you want people to know about that are 2021 skincare trends?
I mean, I think something that's going to be huge that affects a lot of people is the blue light skincare. It's a good one. So we've all been on our screens so much, especially people working from home. We're Zoom meetings, we're, you know, sending emails all day long instead of getting to be face to face. So everyone's been starting to wear the blue light glasses, which is great. Everyone should be using them. But we have to think about that blue light being on our skin as well. So I think we're going to start seeing some SPF with not only UV ray protection, but also HEV light as well, which is what comes from your screen.
Well, does it age you? Is it cause wrinkles?
It does, actually.
Wow. Who would have known?
Yeah,
right?
Maybe not as fast as the sun, but it will cause damage to your skin, and it can also cause discoloration.
Well, you know, I know you have skin tightening on this list. Let's talk about that. That's something that I do. I've done it for years, actually.
I was about to say, you are a big fan of the skin tightening.
I am a big, because I look 10 years younger, like an hour, like right after I'm done. And there's no, right. And there's no downtime. And there's no question in my mind that it's definitely kept my skin definitely more viable or with more elasticity, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, it works. Those treatments really work. And, you know, with people seeing themselves more on a screen and like maybe not at angles that they really like to see themselves because screens are not so flattering.
Yeah.
I think the skin tightening is going to be huge because you can go get it done and then also have a Zoom meeting an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also ways to do it internally. You know, collagen is a big supplement.
Well, absolutely.
And I think it's going to get bigger.
Well, and the plant-based collagen stuff is really trending, too. It's going to be huge in 2021. I just read that a few minutes ago. Part of that is Sun Warrior. They're plant-based collagen-building protein peptides from the inside out. You know, that's
which
what
is amazing,
need.
By the way.
It is amazing. I'm looking right at it.
Their product is great. Yeah.
It really is. And they're great sponsors. They've been with us for years. And they're always cutting edge. Their products are made with the best ingredients, and they're always thinking ahead. Let's talk about clean beauty. What about that? The ingredients now, people are being much more meticulous about what they even put on their skin, right? And in their body. So let's talk about that. What's happening with that?
I think that's a good thing that came out of 2020, actually. And I think you'll agree with me that everyone's hyper aware of what we're putting into our body and how often we're washing our hands and how often we're taking care of ourselves and our health. So I think that it's been great, and it's showing up in skincare too. People are putting on their labels, which also takes me back that you have to know how to read your ingredients and read your labels because they can be tricky. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Of clean beauty. So yeah, and CBD is another clean beauty skincare.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find out the name of that product again, and I'll put it out on social or something. I'll get it out to all the listeners. But
yeah, it was a great product.
I was reading here about antibacterial hair care. That doesn't sound like a good idea. It says that considering the average person touches their hair 10 times in 1 hour, it's probably contaminated with a whole host of bacteria and viruses that you can't see. And so I guess as a solution, there's brands coming out called Safe Hair and BioSil that are starting to develop antibacterial hair care. I don't think that's good. I think you should
there
wash
is.
Your hair.
I don't. Yeah, there is. I'm not so sure that I'm convinced of that, and I haven't tried it yet. But I am someone who touches my hair all the time, way too often. But I also saw that they're coming out with antibacterial hair combs that are lights. They're blue lights, and they kill the bacteria just from the light.
Wow.
So I'll have to research more of that and maybe try it myself before we really go into that subject because I don't know much about that yet.
Yeah. Well, you know a lot about hair, that's for sure. What about embracing natural hair, a more natural low maintenance in 2021? Do you think you'll see any of that? Or are you already seeing
it? Oh, for sure. You're already seeing that. Not many people have the time or the want to do their hair anymore. We're not going anywhere. So I think natural hair and ponytails and really good looks of buns and things will be huge in 2021.
Yeah. I'm going to pull Junior in here like the mob again. Junior, what's your favorite hairstyle on your wife?
I like when she wears it. She just wears it down, but then I don't know how to describe. She does something on with the front of it. It kind of like I don't know what to call it, but it kind of like goes over to like the left. I don't know. She does it, but she just wears it straight down, and it's just she doesn't really do – I don't know. It's just like her natural look, I think.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't really do much to it, and I love it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think natural's always best for guys. I think most men like natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's this, I guess, this new term, skinimalism. Am I saying it right? Like, we're talking about minimalism tomorrow, actually, with Shelley Gardner. But what is skinimalism?
Yeah,
that's
it's
such a crazy word.
So, I know. It is. So basically, you've probably seen it before. Most people have. So just creating a smaller skincare marries makeup and skincare. So you have your skincare within your makeup. So maybe your foundation will now have an SPF in it, or it will have some vitamin C or something that way it cuts down on your skincare and your makeup routine.
Well, and you know, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but a lot of people don't know this beauty secret yet, that vitamin C every single day, and I take a couple thousand milligrams a day for a lot of different reasons. One of them is anti-aging because it keeps everything in your body more youthful. And I was joking earlier with Marie that if a virus did come into my body, I've got so many nutrients, they're like, no way, I'm getting out of here, you know, because I've got...
Oh, no.
Well, think about it. If you're really loaded up on nutrients, like a lot of zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D in your body, a virus comes into your body and they're like, I'm out of here, because it'll shut it down and kill it, you know? But the same with your skin. And it is an eternal, internal thing. And I'm looking at the clock, Logan. You got about 30 seconds. What do you want people to know about beauty trends in 2021?
There's a lot, so be on the lookout, and it's going to be really fun. There's a lot to learn, though.
What about lasers and microneedling? We didn't touch on that.
Microneedling,
that scares me. I don't want to do the needling thing. Is it really effective?
I love it. I've done it a lot. And if you can get into your esthetician, if everything is open, I would say that is going to be the number one maskne treatment of the year.
Wow.
It's really good for discoloration and acne and skin tightening. It's three for one.
Skin tightening, I know for sure. You get my hands of approval or my thumbs up of approval. But always great to have you on the air with us, Logan. Thank you so much for being with us today. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. I got to kick the ball. Hey, and the Bills are playing tonight, the Patriots. I can't wait. I'm going to be in heaven watching that game with a little bit of pizza and salad. You're welcome to come over, Logan, if you feel inclined.
Everyone, all right, I'll be there.
All right. Happy Monday. Have a great day, because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.